This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, May 29th. Okay, so what's going on? Well, we're having some treasury auctions this week. Yesterday was bills. Today's the 7-year notes. And yields went higher yesterday. Now, some of that was the Conference Board Consumer Confidence Index improved. So that's a good sign. And that the U.S. economy and the U.S. consumer may be firming up, okay? The other thing that's going on is we have merger mania underway. You know, Conoco bought Marathon today for a $17.1 million stock swap. So Marathon has a lot of domestic assets, so Conoco might be anticipating a Trump election victory because that would help the domestic energy expansion, although it has expanded under Biden, despite the fact that California shut down all its fossil fuels and Biden stopped the drilling of federal lands. So I find that kind of interesting. But it's really interest rates. Can we sell all this debt we have, the deficit? All that anxiety. Tomorrow's going to be Treasury bonds. And that auction is always kind of more nervous, for lack of a better word, because there's just uncertainty whether we can sell debt at the current rates. So that's why the market's on pins and needles. Plus, NVIDIA's gone up 20% in the last 3 days, so it's just probably time to burp. Bloomberg is now calling the Magnificent Seven the Magnificent One, okay, for NVIDIA. So it's clearly the market leader. There's a good article in the Wall Street Journal about one of our stocks, VRT, how it's benefiting immensely from the AI boom in data centers. It's VRT's a cooling expert on the data centers. And as the new chips run hotter and hotter and need water cooling, you know, their engineering is important. Now, we have the Beige Book survey coming out at 2 o'clock today. That provides guidance for the next FOMC meeting. So everybody's going to be on pins and needles looking for keywords in there. Neil Kashari, the Minneapolis Fed president, talked yesterday. He implied the Fed would not be raising rates, but he did not take it off the table. I think that he's being misquoted, to be honest with you. The Fed's not going to be raising rates. What's going to happen is the Bank of England is going to cut rates next week. So is the European Central Bank. And that's going to increase the what we call the carry trade, where foreigners invest in America to get higher rates and a stronger currency. And if that buying pressure is strong enough, it will shove yields down, okay? And then, of course, the central banks have to follow market rates. So, you know, the Fed was originally going to be coordinated with the European Central Bank and the Bank of England. But what's happening is because our housing inflation hasn't come down, our inflation hasn't fallen as fast as it has in other countries. So our Fed's going to drag its feet. But they will be cutting before the election. They always do. Speaking of election, obviously the Donald Trump trial is in the news. No matter what happens, it'll help Trump. You know, it's it doesn't matter, to be honest with you. If he had to go to jail, it would probably ensure his election. So a lot of people think it's a little over the top to prosecute someone and forget to say what he's being prosecuted for. So, fascinating times, but, you know, it's, we have very good earnings. The next quarter's forecast would be great for our stocks. I would add that the earnings are good for the rest of the year, but we still have easier year comparisons going through the second quarter earnings. The main thing we need is we need the Fed to join the party and to start cutting rates. And that'll give the market a bit of a turbo boost. Because right now we're being carried all on earnings. Our latest quarterly testing of what works on Wall Street definitely shows our fundamental models are overpowering our stock selection systems. And literally the top 60% of stocks with the best fundamentals are dominating the market, okay? The market wants to know, what have you done for me lately? What are the analysts saying? What are the revisions? What's the guidance? And fortunately, we're looking pretty good on that front. So hang in there, everybody. Enjoy the ride. Now, usually after a big holiday weekend, the markets do start to consolidate. So don't be alarmed by any consolidation you see. Obviously, again, NVIDIA made a lot of money in the last 3 days. But this consolidation is normal. June is still a seasonally good month. The June news will be dominated by the annual Russell realignment. They make three announcements during the month, and then the announcements usually the actual realignments late in the month. So that's going to help a lot of small cap stocks, to be candid with you, and that's going to be big news. And of course, we'll hopefully have a presidential debate, okay, at the end of the month. So that'll be fun. So that's it. Hang in there. Don't worry. Our stocks are exhibiting relative strength. And on a down day like today, today's going to be very important for a lot of our stocks. As long as the analysts are revising their estimates higher, we'll be fine. Oh, and by the way, Costco will be announcing this week. And, we do own a fair amount of Costco. So their same-store sales growth has been very, very impressive. So that's it. That's your update for today. Take care, everybody. It's Louie Nambler.